Charlotte police believe several deadly shootings over the weekend are connected. 7 people were injured, 5 were killed, including a 7-year-old boy. CMPD Chief Kerr Putney today stopped short of saying gangs are responsible. Instead, he said investigators believe gang-like groups retaliated against each other. WFAE's Duncan McFadden reports.
Putney says investigators believe the shootings resulted from what he calls silly disagreements between 18 to 24-year-olds in clubs.
Just stupid stuff, actually. And it's frustrating because no argument should end the way some of these have been ending.
He says police think the arguments only go back a few weeks, but he says investigators are looking back at other shootings into occupied homes to see if there are any connections. 2 men died Saturday morning in a shooting on North Hoskins Road in northwest Charlotte. Saturday night, a 7-year-old boy was killed in the Steel Creek area. As police were investigating that shooting Sunday morning, they responded to another nearby shooting where a woman was killed. Another man was found shot to death later Sunday morning near the plaza in East Charlotte. Of the 5 people killed, Putney says 3 were African American and 2 were Latino, but he says the shootings don't appear to be racially motivated. Putney says he believes the 7-year-old boy was mistakenly shot. That boy's family had recently moved into the home, and he says it appears the shooter either got the address wrong or was targeting people who no longer lived there. Putney called the press conference to ask for help. The investigation is more difficult because people who were shot and survived are not talking.
We're always making progress. We just haven't had the break we need.
Police are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. The reward has been doubled from $5,000 to $10,000. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.